Okay, good morning. We are in Shin Aleph, about wearing things. Okay, in Rishus Sarabim or not. Okay. We are starting Zayin now. Shin Aleph, Si'if Zayin. Okay. Kol yotzar she'eno tachshit ve'eno derech malbush. So, if you're wearing something, you're going out with something that's not jewelry, and it's not, you're not wearing it as a malbush in the way that people wear garments. So then, v'hotziu kederech sheregilim lahotzi oto davar, and you carry it in a way that's a normal way to carry it during the week, then you'd be chayav. We're talking about Rishus Sarabim, you'd be chayav chatat, korban, which means aser deraisa. V'chol tachshit shehu rafui. And any tachshit that's like jewelry, so really midaraisa there's no problem, because the tachshit you're allowed to wear, it's like clothing, it's jewelry, it's batel to the body, that's not called wearing, carrying. But if it's loose, she'ef she'lo b'kal lipo, let it could easily fall off, asur latzeit bo. Chazal made gzeir derabanan, that you're not allowed to wear it, because it can easily come to carrying it. V'im yatsa patur. Now, if you violated Chazal, so then you're patur from bringing a korban. Aser avalaser, patur avalaser. V'isha lo teitze b'tachshitim shedarka v'shalfam perush lahasira me'alea ulaharosam. A woman is not allowed to go out with jewelry that is normal for her to take them off in public and show off to her friends. Because then when you're doing that, you could end up carrying it. Okay, haga, and then we'll see later on what happens with a chatser and obabayit. Hilkach, therefore, lo yetze ish, lo besayif, velo bekeshet, velo betris, which is ish, perush magen. So you can't go out with a sword, bow and arrows, shields, velo be'ala, velo be'romach, velo be'kelim, she'enam, tachshit. These are all, weapons, spears of some sort, and swords. And now these things, men are not allowed to go out, carry them in public, in a public domain. Because we hold, right, it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, we hold it's not a tachshit. It's not jewelry for us. And v'im yatza chayav chatat. And you're actually l'chayav achatas. V'lo b'shiryon v'lo b'kazza v'lo b'magafayim perush and pila'ot shal barzel v'im yatza patur. So these are armor that we wear, soldiers wear, helmets and what's it called? Metal that you wear on your body, big boots that go up your legs. All these armor, since it's derech malbush, you are wearing them at the end of the day. You're not chayav chatat. It's only im yatsa patur. It's only nisu derabanan shehim derech malbush. Mishnah Berurah says because it's chazal when it goes there. It's like maris ayin. We're afraid even when it's not bikoach nefesh, it shows that you want to go to war with them on Shabbos. Otherwise, there's no reason to wear it. What?
There is that you might go to war.
No, it's maris ayin. It looks like you want to go to war, or you are going to go to war, when there's no pikuach nefesh involved, and there's no reason for you to be going to war, or I don't know, going to steal from people. It looks like you're going to do bad behavior. Alright, okay. I did not look up there's any other reasons for it. That's what he gives. But it's an issur derabanan. Okay. V'lo yetze b'tfilin. You cannot wear a tefillin and public Rishus Rabim. Why? Because you might come to take them off. And again, I think we're going to learn. I don't think we learned it before. I think we're going to learn later on. There are times when you're allowed to save things. So you're allowed to do certain things. You're allowed to wear certain things to save them and to carry them through derech malbush. And this way you can save them. So there are times when it's okay. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to wear them Rishus Rabim because you're going to end up needing to take them off once in a while, and you might come to carry it at those times. V'lo yitze katan b'min al gadol, and then katan should not wear a shoe that's way too big for him. Why? Dilma nafil v'atil asuye, because it's likely to fall off, and he's going to come to carry it. Aval yotzehu b'chal gadol. But they did not make a gzera for wearing a big coat. You're allowed to wear a big coat, even if it's oversized, it's not likely that you're going to carry it. V'lo yetze b'minal echad im ein lo maka b'raglo. Now, let's say a normal person cannot walk around in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with only one shoe. Why? Dilma mechaychi alev ase lasuye. Because it could be that someone's going to laugh at you and you're going to be embarrassed and you're going to take it off. Aval, im yesh lo maka b'raglo. But if you have a maka and it's obvious that you have a problem, some kind of a wound or some kind of something wrong with your other foot, and it's obvious that's why the other foot doesn't have a shoe, then you're not going to be embarrassed to have you have one good foot, so you have one good shoe, and the other one doesn't have any because it's there's a problem with the foot. So then you're not going to come to take off the shoe from your good foot. So then yetze be'oto she'ein bo maka. So then you're allowed to walk around. So then you're allowed to go out with one shoe on that one good foot. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out that if you're going to wear tefillin on Shabbos, do it not l'shem mitzvah, like if you're going to save it or something. Otherwise, there could be issues of bal tosi.
If you're wearing it
l'shem malbush, yeah, 100%, and not l'shem mitzvah. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go on. Chet. Lo yetze b'machat ha-tchuva lo b'mvigdo, b'in akuva, b'in she'en in akuva. One should not walk around, in the Shu'at Rabim again, with a needle in his, stuck through his clothing. Okay, we'll keep reading. It doesn't matter if the needle has a hole, an eye in it or not. Either way, it's asa. So then, listen to this. V'im yatza ben akuva chayav. V'kashayin in akuva patur. V'yeshomrim behefech. So everyone says we're not allowed to. The question is, which case? It's a machloket. Which case is deraisa? Which case is derabanan? Bottom line, the one that's deraisa, and that's the machlokas. The case that's deraisa would be whatever is normal. If you're carrying a needle in the way that's normally how people carry needles during the week, so then that would be an issur deraisa. And if it's in a way or the type of needle that's not normally carried in your clothing, so then, since it's not normal, it would only be the Issa Darabanan.
Does this include pins that are holding up your cups?
Pins that are...
Anything that's pins. Not cuff
pins. You mean pins for your clothing?
Yeah, so keep your
clothing
in a particular way.
So I'm pretty sure...
Actually doing something.
So I'm pretty sure if the safety pin, let's say, is there,
yeah,
or your is to hold your clothing in place, so then it's meshamesh your clothing and it's batal to your clothing. It's not because you're carrying the needle is for your clothing. So I'm pretty sure that would be okay. It's good to double check. Tet. Lo yetze b'tabat she'ein alea chotam. Now, let's say you have a ring. It doesn't have a chotam, a seal on it. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out there, if it's just an inscription of some sort, that's not called a seal. A seal has to be where you can actually take something and, let's say, use ink or wax and engrave with it. So either part of it has to be carved out, has to be engraved or carved out into the stone, it could be a stone or it could be metal, or it has to be bullet, sticking out,
raised.
Thank you. So that's what we're talking about. To be a chotam, a proper chotam, it's useful. So then if there's no chotam on it, he says you're not allowed to go out with a ring like this. V'im yetza chayav. And if you did, you're chayav. So we're talking about a man who doesn't usually wear jewelry, or just stam rings. Okay, obviously it depends on the times and depends on what's normal. And we'll see, part of Shin Aleph, you have to look at Shin Gimel to get the full picture. So, okay. So let's see. Because over there you'll see that the minhag, the Shulchan Aruch isn't so happy about it, but the general minhag, he writes, is that men and women do wear rings. And that's what people do. Even Bereshis HaRabim. But he doesn't seem to be too happy about it, because he thinks probably there should be a gzera, because you might come to take it off. But anyways, let's see what he says here, and we'll see what he says over there. That and generally, the issue is, the case is that women, when they have rings, men or women, if they have rings and they're wearing it for jewelry, they're not usually, as far as I've seen, I've never seen people really take them off and show them, you know, they'll show them the fingers, but they don't usually, unless they're washing their hands, it doesn't usually come off. So we'll see, that's why it's, generally, it's done. So that's in a case where we're talking, we're assuming that it's a case where there's no chotam, and that's how it's carried. So that's why it would be chayav. Now, what if there is a seal on it? So according to Larashi, Patur, Rashi holds it's Patur of Alasr, that is a gzera. No, it's 100% mutter. The eno tachshit elele ish. And that it's really, there's a chotam, it's actually it's a piece of jewelry for the men, that they have such a seal on their finger. Aval, but he points out, davar shehu tachshit le'ish, le'isha, but anything, any piece of jewelry that men and women would both wear as jewelry, it's asur gam le'ish. So even though men don't usually take off their jewelry, it's more of a woman thing to do, to show off their jewelry, so then, if it's a takshit that they both wear, so because or goes are by women, since women are going to take off their jewelry, so too men who have the same jewelries also are going to, you give them the same gzera, even though men don't usually take it off, and we're not worried about them carrying it, dalet amos b'shus harabim. Okay. So that pretty much sums that up. Yud. And we'll see this again in Shin Gimel. Yud. Tabat shekavua ba'evin. Now here you have a ring that has a stone in it. V'chen im k'tuvim ba'otiot, and it has writings of letters on there. Ein aleha chotam mikrei. This is what I mentioned before. It's not called a chotam. Shelo nikra chotam el imkin chakukim ba'otiot otsuros. It has to be where it's engraved letters or pictures so that you can actually be useful as a chotam. Okay. Yud Aleph. Now, you have something that's used as both a takshit, the jewelry, and it also has a functional purpose for it. Kegon, let's say maftechot na'ot shel kesef kamin takshit. Let's say you have a beautiful key. It's made out of silver, let's say. So you want to hang it around your neck on a chain. And it's a piece of silver, right? Silver is jewelry. It's aser. Why? Sheharoe omer shelatzorech tashmish motzi. Because since it has a very functional purpose, it's a key for a door. So people are going to assume your main purpose, or they're going to say your main purpose is it's a tashmish. So it could be that mi'ikar adin, it's mutter. Because really it is a piece of jewelry, and that's why it's made out of kesef. But it's aser because it could be because it's Maris Ayin. I believe that's the main issue. But it looks like it could be your main purpose, that it's for the Tashmish. And so therefore, it's Aser, it's a Gzera. But V'yesh Matirim im hu shel kesef. But other Rishonim say, no, it's Mutter Lechatchila, because the fact that it's made out of kesef, it's obvious. Now, I've never seen an actual useful... I don't know if any of you have ever seen a real... a key that's actually used and it's made out of a solid piece of silver. But if you have such a case, so according to the Yesh Matirim, and that's how the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah paskins, at least the Mishnah Berurah says, even though lechadchila one should be machmir, not to dangle around a necklace such a key. He says, Yesh, you should not tell anybody off if you see them doing this, because they do have who to rely on. And that's what we're going to see at the end in the Rama. Okay. Umikom makom asur le'tzeit b'tik shel batei enayim shekorin. Now we're going to get back to the key in a moment with another case. So this little caveat. Hold on one sec. Haga. Umikom makom asur le'tzeit b'tik shel batei enayim shekorin brilin afal pi shel tik hu shel kesef. So we wear eyeglasses. Now we have a case for eyeglasses, right? Many times we have a case. We put our eyeglasses inside, and you want to carry that around. So the eyeglasses, if you're carrying them, that's also your that's something that's being carried if you're not wearing them. And then also the case itself, if you walk around with them, that's also you're carrying them. Even if the case is made of solid silver, we can't call that a tachshit, even if you wear that around your neck. Because the teak is serving the glasses. And just wearing the glasses hanging down from on a necklace, just because you attach it to it, it's still called carrying. Okay, the only way to wear it, to take glasses wherever you go in Rosh Hashanah, is to wear them, not to wear them dangling from a necklace. So too, even the case, even if it's made out of silver, it doesn't help. Okay?
You're saying glasses are themselves a masa.
Right. So the teak that's serving... No, the glasses, that's if you're carrying it or wearing it on your necklace. But not if on your eyes. No. When it's on your face, it's batel to your body. So you can see. Now we're back to the key. New case. Now you have a key. It's made out of silver or metal, whatever it is. So, v'ima mafteach shel nachosh v'barzel afilu mechubar v'kavua b'chagura asur, v'yesh shekatvu shenuagin bazeh lahatir. Okay. There might be a couple different ways to read this, but here's one. Now, if normally a mafteach that's made out of metal, and it's, so, let's put it like this. Everyone, as far as I know, everyone says if you just take a key and you just hook it on with a little ring onto your belt, or you put it through your belt, for sure that's called carrying, because it's not just because it's somewhat stuck to your belt that doesn't help anything. But so my understanding, and as I've heard also, is that the case that the machloket over here that many are no hevet smuter. Is if, and I think that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it, if the key itself is used as an integral part of your belt, I'm sure most of us have seen it, if not heard of it, if the key itself is used to connect and close the actual belt, then it's attached to it, and it's batel to it, and it has its function, and it's all part of it. So that's not a problem. Or that's at least the machloket, which is asur and mutar. But if you're just going to loop it around loosely around the belt, and just because it's somewhat attached, I don't think anyone would say that that's okay. Okay. And then the Mishnah Berurah has the case of a pocket watch. So also he says, just because you attach let's say you have a chain necklace that you want to wear around your neck. Just because you attach a pocket watch to a chain, so the chain itself is jewelry, but the watch itself has its own chashivas, it's its own item, and that itself is not going to be, is not, that itself, just because you attach it to a piece of jewelry that's your necklace, that's called carrying a watch. You're using a piece of jewelry to carry your watch, so that will not be allowed. Okay, if it's a solid piece of gold or just a very fancy pocket watch, then it might be okay.
So, about the keys, I've seen people use two keys on a brooch to make it look like the legs of a butterfly or something like that. It actually does look like part of the jewelry, but it's still functional.
Interesting. So you're using the key to attach to a brooch to make it look, it's part of the brooch.
It's part of the brooch.
And so now it looks like it's part of it.
Yeah.
And good question. If it looks like, if it's a fancy piece of, I mean, it's a simple piece of... It's a regular key, though, right?
Yeah,
it's not a
key. You can tell what they're doing with it, but it actually does look like, oh, they have a butterfly brooch.
So if it was made of silver, I would say no problem.
Right.
If it's a regular key, it's hard for me to think that it's okay.
So you just make it the head of the key. The fact that you're holding your hand was jewelry, the silver, but the functional part of the key is still the regular, normal part of the head. Brass, whatever it is.
I mean, that's the case here, or here's his case?
They make brooches like that instead. They used to just use the head. They would make a little piece of jewelry with the handle part of the key. They can hold on to jewelry.
So part of it was actual.
Right.
And it was all attached.
They.
Okay, so maybe. Part of the key itself is really jewelry, maybe. I hear. Yirbet. Okay. Lo yetzia chayad b'machat hatchuva lo bevigdo v'lo nagar v'kesam shebozno v'lo soik v'mishicha shebetzavaro v'im yetzah patur. All right. So here you have a tailor should not go out with his needle with it, attached to his clothing, and not a carpenter with a little piece of wood by his ear. Vilobis sorek is someone who combs flax or combs wool or something. He shouldn't go with this little string by his ear. V'im yetzah patur. So we're talking about a case where it's not the normal way to carry. If it'd be the normal way for him to carry, he'd be chayav chatat. We're talking about a case where it's not the normal way for anybody, including him, to carry. But he goes out like this once in a while to show off what he does for a living. Self-advertisement. So that people should see what you do. So they'll know to ask him, oh, can I bring you my things to fix or to make? So if it's done in a way that's not the normal way of carrying, so therefore it's only an Issur Darabanan. Okay. Yir gemol lo yetzei hazav b'kish osa l'atzilo mizivado shelo yitenef ba. So now, a zav, a person who has this discharge from him, he's not supposed to, he cannot wear or attach a cup at the end to protect himself. V'chen isha nida shekosheret beged lefaneh shelo techlech b'dam niduta asura l'atzeit ba. A woman should also not attach a beged that hangs down a little bit to catch some of the blood, just so she doesn't get so dirty. I'm not exactly understand the picture exactly, the Matthias. But we'll see. This also helps to look ahead in the middle of Shin Gimel. I think it's Tedvav in that area. We'll see. Imlo yehi sinar asui kein malbush. So in this case, the point is, it has to be derech malbush. If it's not derech malbush, it's going to be either a chayav chatas or a patur. But if it's derech malbush, you have some kind of an apron, and it's, or you're wearing a big, large undergarments, and it's done in a way that it's derech malbush, so then that for sure is not going to be a problem. However, listen to this. Avaim kosharto kadei shelo yichav la hadam v'lo titzta'er mutar letzeit bo. But this man, the zav, he's allowed to tie it on if it's to prevent him from, so he doesn't have any pain or any tsar. So then you're allowed to tie it on. The reason why it needs to be tied on is because otherwise it could fall off and you might come to carry. Bir Alacha points out it doesn't have, if it's secure in place, you don't have to tie it on. I'll read one more. But you'll see when you get to Shin Gimel, it discusses really by women that even undergarments or pads and tampons. It says over there, as long as it's secure, it's not a problem because it's to prevent someone from getting dirty, embarrassed, or in pain. And then we consider it derech malbush, and we consider it a batel to the body.
The beginning part of the sif is talking about something that they're wearing to protect their clothing. Which is servicing the clothing rather than servicing the person
Saying the first case is primarily to protect the clothing.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Okay. It's a subtle point. I don't know. It's a little hard to make a distinction. On the one hand, it first says you're not allowed to, but then it says if it's going to bother you, then you are allowed to, and it generally does bother you. No, I understand what you're saying. I understand. Yudalid. Tavar shehu derech malbush. Anything that's derech malbush. Afili im ina lov shalom mishum atzili tinof mutar letzeit bo b'shabbos. Anything that's just to protect yourself from getting dirty and uncomfortable, so then you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos as long as it's derech malbush. V'lachein mutar lo bosh b'edin p'nei gishamim l'kova al rosho. So even though you're allowed to wear any, coats and hats, all these things are allowed, even though your purpose is to protect yourself from getting dirty or from getting wet, that's your whole purpose, you're still allowed to, because you're doing it derech malbush. Aval asur li'isha li'tein beged al tzi'ifa mipnei gishamim, te'in zeh derech malbush. So if a woman already has her head covered, and then she's just holding on a flat little piece of garment, just to cover, or it's like taking a plastic bag and just holding it over your head, that's not good enough. But if you wear it like a scarf, or you wear it like another piece, like you can wear it two scarves, but two head coverings, but it can't be where it's, as long as it's derech malbush, then it's going to be okay. Fine, we'll just start a little bit. Since I already sent out the pictures, we'll see. With tetvav, okay. Ena kitea yotze bekav shelo. So a person who's an amputee, he's missing one of his legs, he's not allowed to go. Now, they had different types of mechanisms. So they had like a fake foot, and it was made of, it was pretty flat, and it was made of wood generally. So that's when it was aser. The hainu she'osir kemin defusho regel, looks like a foot, v'chokek bo me'at, and it's carved out a little bit, enough just to attach on some level to the stump or to the person's leg. Rosh shoko betocho, wherever it ends off, his thigh, his leg. It's not used for walking. Because you're using a cane or some other way to walk. The purpose is just so that it doesn't look like you have a missing foot. It's just for show. You're not allowed to because it's just there for show. Now, in general, prosthetics that we have nowadays, the poskim say, is not a problem because they in general, we actually use them for walking and there's no worry that you're going to take them off or they're going to fall off. What we have nowadays, it works a lot better than what they used to have. And also in those days, if it was made of leather, I believe the poskim say, it's not a problem by leather as well in those days even, because they wouldn't come off and people didn't take them off. It's just this design of wood didn't stay on so well and it would sometimes come off. Should we continue a bit or stop? Okay, so we'll stop. But that's the basic for the rest.